Welcome in to the Alpha Wealth Hour. It's all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group with the principal and founder, Tom Fortino. My name is Kevin McAlpin, and of course, Tom and I hope you are having a wonderful weekend, and we thank you for joining us as we talk all things retirement. Folks nearing their retirement, maybe you're already retired, and you're looking to make sure you've got that plan in place for your future. Well, look no further than Tom Fortino and the Alpha Wealth Group. They are standing by, and folks, here's a phone number you're going to want to have handy throughout the course of the show, 630-864-6711. Again, that's 630-864-6711. You can get on Tom's calendar today by visiting alphawealthgroup.com, or again, that number, 630-864-6711. Lots of topics we want to cover over the course of today's program, but before we do, we've got to say hello to the star of the show, the man of the hour, and my buddy Tom Fortino. Tom, always a pleasure. How are we doing today?
Thank you, Kevin. Always a pleasure. I'm doing well. And I'm ready to go. How about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of folks are ready to go as well, like as in on vacation. Mm-hmm. But I think something really important, and I think you and I were just discussing this off air, it is summer vacation travel season. Yeah. And a lot of folks spend a lot of time throughout the calendar year planning for big trips in the summer. But Tom, you can also make the argument that they should be spending maybe some of that time as well preparing for their future and their retirement. And so I know you and I talked about this at the end of the calendar year. We talk about it into January, things you need to be aware of starting out a new year. Well, here we are more than halfway through 2025. What are some of the things our listeners should really have as top of mind now here as we are into the back half of the calendar year?
Sure, Kevin. I mean, we talked about this in the past couple of weeks about how we focus on maybe the beginning of the year, maybe at the end of the year, we start cramming some things in. Mm-hmm. And then we may not take a look at some opportunities throughout the year. And so this is really important. It's, again, it's not a one-time thing. It's not a just once-a-year thing. It's really throughout the year we need to be looking at. So I thought we would focus on one big aspect of your planning, and it really relates to so many things. It's one of the biggest challenges as we go into retirement, and that's taxes, okay? I guess technically, you know, we're in the 250th year of our founding, right?
Yeah.
Now, next year is the 250th year celebration of our country, but technically we're in the 250th year. And, you know, this country was founded on limiting taxation, and that's why it's really an important thing. We're Americans, so let's figure out a way to minimize our taxes. And I will quote Arthur Godfrey, who said, "I'm proud to be paying taxes in the United States of America, but I could be just as proud for half as much." So, you know, it's a good idea to try to get there. And I've posed this question before, and I just want to say, stick around, because we are really going to dig in today. I'm going to offer some information so we get it in your hands, but then also offer some other opportunities. But there's going to be some significant ideas today. You're going to come away with at least two or three ideas. So let me pose this question to you. Take a look at your investments. Now subtract 20 to 30%. How does that make you feel?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's taxes. And so it just doesn't make sense to me to lose 20 to 30% off the top all the time. Now, look, I'm an investment advisor rep. We're part of a larger registered investment advisory group, and we do active portfolio management. I've been doing this over 20 years. And so what we do I like to say we're different by design is a lot of what we do is part of how do we minimize tax in retirement. Think of this. When you go into retirement, there's significant challenges. And so I would say to you, are you taking these into account? Now, if I pose these questions to you, number one, what happens if tax rates go up in the future? Well, if most of your money is in a retirement account, well, I've used the example. You have to pull out 40 to net 30, right? 10,000 goes to your partner. In fact, you could say our retirement accounts are joint titled with the government. And so what happens if tax rates go up in the future? Is that going to impact the longevity of your portfolio? Sure could.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we take a look at what about required minimum distributions? And then when you get to a point where you have to take out a certain amount, I've had multiple meetings this week alone, while people saying, I have to take all this money out. I don't want it. Well, too bad. You got to pay the tax on it. It could tax part of your Social Security. It could increase your Medicare premiums. And now all of a sudden, again, we start to lose control. Then you can take a look at what I call the widow's penalty. What happens for those of you that are married? These problems that I'm talking about, well, guess what? They're compounded when you pass away, because now the survivor is, the minimum distribution doesn't go down. So now you could be paying double the tax rate because you're filing individually. And then to the extent that it goes on the estate and inheritance, all the money has to be paid. To your the children, someone that could be in their highest tax year. So they may turn around and give another 30 to 40% away. Mm-hmm. This is why when we talk about incorporating this year planning, it's so critical. And I made the comment before, it doesn't make sense to lose 20 to 30% off the top. So I'll make one comment here. All of these issues that I talked about, and there's more of them, okay? There's one thing, and we talk about getting to tax-free, Kevin, where none of these will apply, which is Roth IRAs, mm-hmm. Roth 401ks. There's no required minimum distributions. That problem goes away. When we take a look at if tax rates go up in the future, tax rate's always zero. Doesn't tax your Social Security, doesn't impact your Medicare premiums. If you predecease your spouse, guess what? Tax rate's still zero. This is why when we talk about, okay, what when we look at the Roths as just one option, and again, we're going to get into ideas of getting to tax-free and creating income tax-free. This is why it's so important, where it's just not a, okay, here's one. What's the tax rate today? What's the tax rate next? What do we think it's going to be in the future? There's many more moves to this, Kevin. So mm-hmm. I just wanted to say, these are the challenges. Are you looking at these? Because, you know, when you go into retirement, you're blindsided. All of a sudden, you're turning around giving 20, 30% back to the government. You're getting less of your Social Security income because that's being taxed. Your Medicare premiums go up. This is not fun. And I just, there's so much we can do. And I like to call this forward tax planning. So I think today is going to be a good day to get into a lot of these ideas. I'm going to get into three or four, maybe five or six. Let me do this. I'm sorry, I should have offered this because I wanted to make sure, again, you get this in your hands. We've got the Controlling Your Taxes report. I've got the Getting to Tax-Free report. We'll put this tax planning packet together for you. Also, the tax reference guide. You really want to have this in your hands. And if you want it, we'll get it out to you. There's no cost or obligation. 630-864-6711. It's all about keeping more money in your pocket, paying less to the government, and getting to tax-free. We're going to talk, like I said, we have a lot to get into today. I want to talk about some moves you can start to make to get to tax-free. And there's ways to do that.
And obviously, Tom, when you talk about taxes, I mean, a lot of folks will think, well, it's April, right? It's middle of April, and then well, we've done our taxes. But tax planning and tax preparation, mm-hmm. two entirely different animals, aren't they?
That's a great point, Kevin. Tax preparation, we fill out our forms, we figure out what we owe, and that's it. And then we don't look at it for another year. Tax planning, as I said, we'll get into this next segment. But when I talk about Roth IRAs, think of this. You could put $8,000 into a Roth IRA. That's a contribution if you're 50 or older. If your spouse is, again, if you're married, that's another $8,000. And we talk about what can we do right now? That's $16,000 I can put into an account that will go tax-free the rest of my life. There's no required minimum distributions. It doesn't tax my Social Security. It goes to my spouse and children tax-free. And the tax rate on it is always zero. That's one move. We have many more to get into. But guess what? Now down the road, what have I accomplished? Well, again, higher tax rates don't impact me. Required distributions don't impact me mm-hmm. as much, and so on. This is forward tax planning. So to your point, tax planning versus tax preparation. And so this is critical. So for those that really want to take a look at this, again, we're going to get into Roth 401ks, Roth conversions, after-tax 401ks. There's so many ideas we have to get into yet today, Kevin. But for those that really want to take a look, everybody's situation is unique. I had a call just this week. Someone called up, said, hey, I've listened to you before. Like to sit down and talk to you. I'm meeting my advisor, and this is no slight. Good people out there have said, you really have nothing you can do. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't accept those answers. There's usually some things that we can do. So if you want to schedule a time to come in and do a tax planning analysis, we'll do everything else, the complete retirement, overall retirement plan, testing your plan. But let's look at ways to get you to tax-free. I have a story about a client who is tax-free. So, but if you want to take advantage of that, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, to schedule a time to come in for your complete retirement plan review and getting to tax-free.
Again, that number, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Online, you can reach Tom at the website. It's alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. All right, coming up next, some are calling the Roth IRA the MVP of retirement savings. We'll get Tom's thoughts on that and more as we continue with this week's edition of the Alpha Wealth Hour, all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group, right after this. Welcome back into this week's edition of the Alpha Wealth Hour. We are glad to have you with us. With Tom Fortino, he is the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. My name is Kevin McAlpin, and of course, we are with you each and every weekend, helping you put that plan in place when it comes to your retirement. And we spend a lot of time talking about things you should be really considering here now that we are more than halfway through 2025. Tax is a big part of that conversation, and if you'd like to learn more, you'd like to get your initial consultation with Tom and his team, keep this number handy, folks, 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. Online anytime. It's alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, you and I are both sports fans. I know we are baseball fans. We are right in the middle of the baseball season. So I thought this was kind of an interesting topical story. This article I recently saw on bankrate.com, it referred to the Roth IRA as the MVP of retirement savings, talking, of course, about after-tax contributions and those tax-free withdrawals, which we discussed in segment number one. We do know that the Roth has its limitations, though. The amount that you can contribute declines and is eventually eliminated once you reach a certain level of income. But let me ask you this, Tom. When you sit down with clients, when you do these conversions, when you talk about Roth IRAs, how can you make sure that you can work around some of those limits to make that Roth really a retirement MVP for folks you deal with every day?
Well, I would agree with the MVP status, because if I posed the question to you about what we just talked about, it's tax-free, there's no required distributions, right? It's tax-free to your spouse and children, doesn't tax your Social Security. You know, if we're looking at statistics, that's an MVP in my mind. And so that's why we talk about incorporating the Roth into your planning. Now, let's talk a little bit about that. Now, this report that I offered, by the way, gets into what are called non-deductible IRA contributions. We'll talk about that in a second, because that has to do with that income piece. And that's why I offer this. It's just there's a lot of details. And so when we put these reports together, and that's part of our library, which I should have mentioned, the website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. But we will put this together for you, and it's going to include these ideas so you have it in your hands. It's also going to, a report we did not too long ago called Controlling Your Taxes, talks about ideas you can incorporate as well and understanding that. We'll put it all together for you. I like to call it Getting to Tax-Free, this packet. If you want it, get it out to you, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. Now, let me just talk about Roth contributions, and then we'll circle back on this, the rules. Okay, Roth IRA contributions, number one, you can make them even if you are contributing to a 401k. So if you're working and you have a 401k plan, it doesn't prevent you from doing the Roth IRA in addition to your 401k. So I made the comment, if you're 50 or over, think of this. You could do $8,000. Your spouse could do $8,000. That's $16,000. 6 months from now, you can, or less, you can do another $8,000 each. That's another $16,000. That's $32,000 within the next 6 months. You can get into an account. Again, we'll go through it. Gross tax free, no tax on any of the growth, of course. Always zero, no RMDs. We go down on the list, right? So think of just that. That's one move. One move, okay? Roth contributions. So you can do it even if you're contributing to a 401k. One other comment, a couple other things you should know about this is you can do it even if you're not working. Okay, so a non-working spouse can contribute. So I've had this very common with a client. One of the spouses retires maybe a little earlier than the other, and that doesn't prevent you from still contributing. They still would contribute. And so I had someone recently that one spouse was still working part-time. Guess what? I said, let's contribute $8,000 each to your Roths, and we did. And we bought some what I thought were good stocks that have done well. All tax-free. All the growth on it is tax-free. So I just wanted you, and by the way, too, Roth IRAs, you contribute at any age so long as you've earned income, any age. So we need to understand some of these rules, and that's, again, why we offer these reports. As far as, and we'll get into Roth conversions and Roth 401ks here in a little bit, but let me answer your question on the income testing. It is true that, you know, if you hit certain income amounts, they just raised them this year for joint and single. If you hit certain income amounts, it says you cannot contribute directly to a Roth. That's a true statement, okay? But are there ways to get money into a Roth? The answer can be, yeah, there are two ways. Number one, if you put money into, and you have to understand the rules, and again, that's in the report, It's called a non-deductible contribution. So you could put money into an IRA. You make the contribution. It's a non-deductible. You take no deduction. So you're putting money into an IRA. Great. $8,000. Guess what? You can convert it. That's a two-step process. And so you can convert it to the Roth. You still ended up getting money into a Roth. Roth conversions are not income tested. Mm-hmm. I know this is a little in the weeds, but I just wanted you to understand, this is why I say when people say, well, there's really nothing you can do. Well, that may not be true. Roth 401ks, by the way, are not income tested on top of it. There's another one. So it doesn't matter how much you make. You can put money into a Roth 401k. This, again, is separate from a Roth IRA. All of these ideas, Kevin, you can do all of them. I mean, I do Roth 401ks. I've done the non-deductible. My wife and I do $8,000 a year into getting them into a Roth. We do it through a non-deductible IRA. Mm-hmm. So there's just so many opportunities. I get excited about this. Again, I'm an investment advisor rep. We do money management, and we're going to talk more about that, Kevin, as far as the investment piece of this and tying that in with your taxes coming up. But this is something that we can be doing. You know, you have to ask yourself, are you getting this advice? I always tell people when they come in, when I say throw everything in a box, well, include your tax returns. Mm-hmm. Because when they come in, we go through them and they say, I see this. I understand this. You see this line and see what's happening here. You know what your marginal tax bracket is. You know these things. And I don't understand how you can give advice when you don't know someone's tax situation. That's where, again, we try to be a little different by design. So for those of you that want to schedule a time because everybody's situation is unique, give us a call and throw everything in a box. We'll do this analysis for you. Should you be doing Roth 401ks? What about non-deductible IRAs? What about Roth IRA contributions directly? And so there's other ideas. Health savings accounts, which we haven't even talked about, those are not only deductible on a contribution, but they're tax-free on the way out. This stuff, I'm telling you, a lot of things you could be doing. It's in the reports if you want to get them. But if you want to really do a personal analysis and know where you stand and try to get to tax-free and start, you know, Washington-proofing your investments, I guess, or your plan, getting more of your Social Security tax-free, all of these things, give us a call. 630-864-6711. You can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. If you want to schedule a time, you can. It's easy. It's simple. And if you just have a simple question, I get questions every week. I will respond. Again, if there's something you have a question on, whether it's Roth conversions, contributions, anything that's specific to you, I will give you an answer. Or if you want to schedule a time just to chat for a few minutes, again, give us a call at 630-864-6711 or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com.
And obviously, Tom, a big part of those Roth IRAs, it's something I know we've talked about on the show, and it's, I think it's worth reiterating as well. When it comes time to get those distributions, right, you have a traditional plan, you've got those RMDs lurking down the line. That's not the case when it comes to these Roth IRAs. Do you find that that's something that folks maybe don't even realize is another major component to making these, you know, making these moves and switching over to Roths, making those conversions, that they don't even think that could be a major factor when it comes to, like we talked about earlier, when it comes to taxes?
Well, that's why we talk about forward tax planning. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes they refer to the retirement accounts as a tax time bomb. It's a common term we hear. Why? Because at some point, whether you want to or not, you have to take money out. That's the reason it's called a required minimum distribution. Now, someone asked me the other day, do I have to take the money? I said, no, you don't have to. You'll just be penalized 25%. Mm-hmm. And so that's the other thing. You're penalized 25%. By the way, required minimum distributions, there's two times you'll have to take required distributions. One is on your own accounts when you reach a certain age. The second is if you inherit it from a non-spouse beneficiary. That's another discussion. Inherited IRAs, let's say you inherit it from your parents, you inherit from a sibling, you will have to start taking required minimum distributions out of that as well. Guess what? Roths are tax-free. So when we talk about inheriting IRAs, not only to whatever family members, to your children have up to 10 years to take that money out. They can let it sit and grow, and it's all tax-free during their lifetime. So it's not just during your lifetime, it's also to your beneficiaries. This is important stuff, Kevin. So this is why I get a little animated, and there's so many things we can be doing. So, you know, for those of you that are interested, you know, reach out. Give us a call.
Again, that number, 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Online at alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. We'll give you a few minutes to make that call, get on Tom's calendar, and continue with much more of this week's edition of the Alpha Wealth Hour with Tom Fortino of the Alpha Wealth Group right after this. Thanks as always for joining us here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. It's all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group with the principal and the founder, Tom Fortino. My name is Kevin McAlpin, and of course, Tom and I thank you so much for making our show part of your routine each and every week as we talk all things retirement, helping you put that financial plan in place for your future. And obviously, we have talked a whole lot of taxes here in our first few segments of this weekend's show. If that's left you wanting more, you've got questions, well, Tom and his team have answers, and they're just a phone call away at 630-864-6711. Once again, folks, 630-864-6711 or online at alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, sort of sticking with the tax theme of this week's show, I know we talk about the topic of tax loss harvesting, and that's something that I think of our listeners, they probably heard that discussed in, you know, October, November, later on in the calendar year. But an article I read here recently says the tax strategy is becoming more popular year-round given the volatility we've seen in the market. So when it comes to tax efficiency and when it comes to tax loss harvesting, if you could, for listeners who may not be aware, give us a little primer. And what are some of the things folks need to think about when it comes to, you know, again, being tax efficient and tax loss harvesting throughout the calendar year?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about opportunities throughout the year, we could just look at what happened in April. Now, we looked at a 20% peak to trough on some of these indexes, certainly the S&P and the NASDAQ. So the market dropped. And so what does that mean? That means there's a couple opportunities, I would say. One is that's called capital loss harvesting. For anyone that has after-tax accounts, just a brokerage account, if you look at unrealized gains and losses, you haven't realized the gain or the losses. Just like if you buy a piece of property, you buy a piece of real estate, it goes up in value. It's a gain. You haven't realized it because you haven't sold it. That sale of an asset, whether it's stock, real estate, that's a realization of that loss or gain. But my point is you can have losses that you can realize and now use them as a tax deduction. So let me give you an example here. And I, you know, I'll use Microsoft. It's done great this year. It's done really well. But it just is an example what happened. Let's say you purchased it and it was down in value. In fact, on I think April 8th was when the market was at its low point. Microsoft is down to $350 a share. Today, it's at $493, right around there, $495. It almost hit $500. But think about that. So let's say I owned a stock. I sold it, realized the loss. I can use that and contribute to a Roth IRA. Now any of the gain going forward is all tax-free. I get a tax deduction, then I reposition those monies to a Roth where now all the growth going forward, because these are opportunities. I would also say that's true on Roth conversions, which we haven't really gotten into, Kevin. But, you know, those were things, I mean, we can go back. Don't like to be the I told you so, but because we don't, no one knows the future. But I was kind of pounding the table when we were seeing this market down saying, look, hey, here's some opportunities. I know it's tough and emotionally it's tough. But when the market is down, those are opportunities to do Roth conversions where we take money or Roth contributions. By the way, you can do both, as I've said before. But Roth conversions are where you take money from IRAs, move it over to a Roth IRA, and the money now grows tax-free forever. So you may have to pay some tax, and this is now from an IRA to a Roth. So let's say, again, I own some stock. Whatever it is, whether it's any of these, again, doesn't matter what the stock is. NVIDIA, you know, is another example. It was down to like $89 a share.
Wow.
Now it's up to about $150. Imagine if you move that money. You know, there's an interesting story, and then I'll move on. But Peter Thiel, if you know who he is, he was one of the founders of PayPal. He and Elon Musk and some others. And he's a billionaire today. He's still very involved, you know, in Silicon Valley. But he took his PayPal stock, put it in a Roth. This was in 1999, before, I think it was before it went public. It ended up being worth $5 billion a few years ago. 100% tax-free. Wow. It's insane. Now, I'm not suggesting you're going to be able to park, you know, 10 or 20,000 of money into a Roth and it's going to grow to $5 billion. Not saying that. But I, you know, this is crazy, but it's true. It's all tax-free. This is why when I say if you're working with someone, you know, here's where these things marry up. Here's where it's so important. And we're going to talk about, I think, coming up more about the investments and the tax efficiency and income planning. That's when we talk about the five pillars, having income you can't outlive, making most of it tax-free. That's the second component of these five pillars. The third, of course, is your investments, having a solid investment plan, and then the estate and tax and legacy plan, the estate and legacy planning. But think about having these things work together, not against each other. It's like an engine. You know, you want everything running smoothly together. And so that's how we approach retirement planning. And I look at all of these aspects. Again, it's just not about growing a pile of money and picking it. I think we do a good job on the investment side. That's my opinion. Our strategies, I think, are solid, and I think they're smart, and they work well. But I also combine these with, okay, what are we doing to be tax efficient? Okay, what are we doing to try to take advantage of things in the market? And then how are we creating the income? This is where it comes into play. So, you know, for those that want to, as I said, let's not leave money on the table, mm-hmm. especially as it relates to taxes. But let's also understand the big picture, the overall picture, being what I like to say complete. And for those that want to take advantage of this, you know, it's very simple. And it's just pick up the phone and give us a call. Give our team a call and we'll sit down. And it'll be time well spent, and it will be an enjoyable, we're not salesmen here. We're not trying to sell products. I'm looking at your overall picture. I will say this, a couple of things I'm confident. You will walk out. In fact, someone came in the other day and they said, you know what, Tom? At the end of the meeting, he said, I'm feeling a lot better walking out than I did walking in.
Mm-hmm.
That's a direct quote. Because we went through the entire plan and showed him where things were at and what was going on. And so this is an opportunity if you want to take advantage of it. There's no cost or obligation, so just give us a call. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Throw everything in a box, your tax returns. If you've done estate planning, your trust documents. We'll look at everything and your investments, of course. And just come on in, schedule a time. You can go to our website too, by the way, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Sign up for our newsletter, schedule a time. Very simple. You get on my calendar. As I said, if you want to download information, we're here for you.
And obviously, Tom, when it comes to, you know, we talk a lot about taxes on this show, mm-hmm. but let's talk about what that first sit down is. And you tell mm-hmm. our listeners, throw everything in a box, throw your tax returns in a box, which, let's be honest, that can probably be a little intimidating for some folks. You know, you're meeting somebody for the first time, but what do those initial conversations look like? What does that initial consultation sound like for folks who may be a little bit, you know, nervous or on the fence mm-hmm. about, you know, is this the right move that I should be taking at this point in my life?
This, as I said, it's very informal. Mm-hmm. The first thing I do is I want to listen. Yeah. What is it you're trying to accomplish? What are your goals? What are your concerns? What is it that causes some stress? And then it's a part of just laying it out. Okay, let's talk about these things, right? What is your income going to be? Do you have a pension? Do you have Social Security? So we define what your goals are, and then you start to see it kind of unfold in front of you. Mm-hmm. There's many times where we just sit down. So for example, if we look at their income, and they say, you know, that's why the discovery is there too, and it's getting organized. These are very critical. We look at their investment. So I can quickly just kind of run some numbers for you mm-hmm. and say, okay, here's what it looks like. If you're going to retire in 2 years or where you stand today or whatever it may be, looks like between you and your spouse, you have $70,000 of Social Security. You're going to have, you have $1 million of investments. So this is where you're standing a few years from now. How does that feel? Now let's take a look at some other positions, and we take a look at their taxes. Look what we can do. Do you understand where your marginal tax bracket is? Some people don't realize it. And then they say, okay, I see what I'm doing here. This is why I should start doing some tax planning here as well. And at the end of that process, and this is in the first meeting, I will say, one of the most common comments I get is, I get it. Mm-hmm. This makes sense. Yeah. I see where all these pieces fit together. The income, the investments, the taxes. And I see where it's going. And then the next step is, okay, now we've gotten this kind of laid the foundation. Let's do a deeper dive, run the analysis for you. And that's typically the process.
Pick up the phone. Give Tom and his team a call right now. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. We'll give you a few minutes to make that call, and we will continue with much more of this week's edition of the Alpha Wealth Hour with Tom Fortino of the Alpha Wealth Group right after this. We are back with you on this week's edition of the Alpha Wealth Hour with Tom Fortino. He's the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. I'm Kevin McAlpin, and of course, we hope you are having a great, great weekend. Of course, just by listening to this program, we hope it provides you a lot of great information when it comes to planning for your retirement. And if you'd like to learn more, maybe you'd like to have that initial consultation with Tom and his team, don't delay. Pick up the phone and get on his calendar now, 630-864-6711. Again, folks, that number is 630-864-6711 or online. It's alphawealthgroup.com. All right, Tom, let me ask you this. My wife and I did this about 2 years ago. We joined that growing number of folks who cut the cord. Are you still traditional cable folks, or have you joined that movement as well, cutting the cord?
Well, I am still the traditional cable.
Okay.
So I'm an old school guy. What can I say?
There you go. Well, I know that a lot of folks were cutting the cord and expecting to save money when all was said and done. Unfortunately, though, there's been price hikes, ads, fewer choices, and streaming is now starting to look a whole lot more like traditional cable, except you're paying more and, let's be honest, you're getting less. That's not exactly something you want to be encountering when it comes to planning for your retirement, Tom. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about how you can help retirees avoid paying more, but really getting less when it comes to their retirement income.
Well, this falls right into this whole discussion we've been having, which is on taxes. And let me give you some examples. You know, subtract 20 or 30%. Now, how do you feel? Mm-hmm. And so are we getting the most of our out of our retirement accounts, especially if we're relying on them for income? So that's the first thing. So I've given this example many times. If you're saying, look, I had this like this 4% rule, which is, okay, all I need is 4%. If I can get it, grow my money to $1 million, I can do that math, 4%, that's 40,000. If you get to 2 million, 4%, that's 80,000. So there's this rule we talk about, the 4%, but hold on. You're not getting all of that money, right? Because you have to give taxes away. So 40,000, well, if you have to give away 25% to the government, well, you're not getting 40, you're getting 30. Mm-hmm. And then if you take a look at Social Security, I've talked about this before, 85%, up to 85% of your benefit. So again, if we're looking at the gross numbers, hey, I've got 60,000 between my wife and I. Well, hold on. Okay. Up to 50,000 is taxable. If at 20%, that's 12,000. Roughly, let's say 10 or 12,000 is taxable. You know, that means I'm not getting 60, I'm getting 48. Mm-hmm. And you look all of a sudden out of when we add these numbers up, 40 and 60 is 100. Well, wait a minute, I'm getting 78, 80,000 out of that. How's that working? And so when I talk about how critical taxes are and the challenges to our retirement, and if we're not doing forward tax planning or incorporating that and understanding. And, you know, you can just kind of be blindsided by some of these things. And all of a sudden, does that impact, as I said before, the longevity of our portfolio? It means we have to pull out more and then we have to pay more on our Social Security because it taxes that, you know, and it's just this domino effect. And it's unfortunate. So when we do income planning, and again, that's part of what we do, I look at everything. Again, it's just not about, hey, we got this pot of money, we're going to peel money off of it. Let's try to get to tax-free. I mentioned this couple, which now I'll get it back around to, you know, that's going to have close to $120,000 of income tax-free because they're going to get all their Social Security tax-free. And they're going to have most of their money is in Roths. And don't forget, you have a standard deduction, the way it works right now, about $30,000. So even if you pull money out of the IRA in this example, well, guess what? You've got a standard deduction. Your taxable income would still be zero. I do this in some of the classes we have, which, by the way, if you want to sign up for any of our class, you can go to our website for that. But I go on the board and I say, look, you see, if you have $100,000 of income, I run the numbers. It's not my opinion. Mm-hmm. This is why when we talk about income planning, Kevin, we talk about the Social Security decision. What are your claiming strategies? So this couple I worked with, what we were doing is doing Roth conversions while they're deferring their Social Security. Mm. Well, what's the ultimate goal here? Well, their Social Security grows by 8% per year. That's a delayed retirement credit. So by the time they're 70, now they've got the maximum Social Security. They've got more money in tax-free. Not only are they maximizing their Social Security, they're getting most or all of it tax-free. You see again why this all works together. Income planning, you can't just separate, and this is my opinion, you don't separate it completely from your planning entirely. And then if your investments, again, are in Roths, at least a portion of them, not every penny has to be in Roth, but that money's tax-free. So if you have stocks, not only is the growth tax-free, you have dividend-paying stocks, the dividends are tax-free. You have interest coming off them, that's tax-free. So this is why, you know, it's so important to look at all of these pieces. Otherwise, you're probably unnecessarily just giving away money. I said before, it doesn't make sense for people to give away 20 to 30% of their income if that can be avoided. And so it's just a matter of taking action. We can talk about some of these ideas. You know, we've talked about annuities before, you know, as part of your planning. It's a way to create a pension. And again, I have no, you know, one way or the other about annuities. I am insurance licensed as well as an investment advisor rep. You know, you can also have annuities that are Roth annuities, tax-free. And again, I have someone who's going to retire in 7 years. He's been really aggressive. It's really quite impressive. You know, when we started working together, he was really doing a lot of these Roth conversions and Roth 401k contributions. And he was doing all the number of the things I talked about. Well, he's also wanted to use an annuity as part of his planning. So in 7 years, he's going to have $40,000 of income tax-free on top of the Social Security. Wow. I mean, you see how this can be pretty impactful. So that's why I say I offer the information and the reports, we'll get that out to you so you have it in your hand. But if you want to schedule a time to just sit down and look at some of these ideas, I always say I'm confident you're going to come away with a number of ideas. Not only that, you're going to know where you stand. And I think it's going to provide a lot of clarity to your retirement planning and knowing, hey, are these the things I can do? Not what can I do? I'm not really sure. I'm not getting this advice. That's what it's about. So if you want to take advantage of this, again, there's no cost or obligation. Just pick up the phone. Give our team a call. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Time on my calendar. Send me a question. Again, or if you just want to chat for 10 or 15 minutes about your situation, more than happy to spend the time with you. So it's simple. So I would like to say there's no excuse. Don't procrastinate.
And obviously, don't put this off. It's summer travel season, right? Folks are getting out of town, but before you know it, kids are back in school. Fall is here. And then, Tom, it feels like it's just right around the corner. You and I will be doing this show in just a few months going, hey, it's the end of the year, folks. Yeah. You want to make sure, check these boxes, right? And let's be honest, Tom, we talk about planning ahead when it comes to taxes. I think you can just group all of the retirement planning in one umbrella. You want to plan ahead for this because the later we get in the year, the tougher it is to get on your calendar, isn't it?
It is. Yes, it is. And, you know, we talk about this as far as the tax planning. I would just say another thing. All of the stuff that we talk about, not only to become more engaged, okay, it becomes somewhat, you know, I don't want to say it's a habit, but it becomes instinctive. You start doing it, it becomes, you know, just part of what you do and part of your retirement planning, and because you're more aware of what's going on. And so I'll say it's infectious, but you're doing this every year and you really see what's going on. And it's important. It's just like anything. You know, we do the sports analysis too. If you understand the rules and you're watching a game, you're much more engaged in it, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's true of your retirement planning, knowing the rules and being more active in it. And I always encourage that. It's always a great thing. And so, you know, as you said, there's no time like now, the present. Take action and it'll make a difference in your retirement plan. I'm confident in that statement.
630-864-6711 is the number. That's 630-864-6711 or online at alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, we are quickly running out of time on this week's program, but before we say goodbye, I'd like to leave the floor all yours for the final word.
Well, you know, we talk about this aspect of your planning. I wanted to focus on taxes today because that is really critical to your planning. And I think it was Einstein who said taxes may be the most complicated thing he's dealt with. They don't have to be as complicated. I think if you have the right counsel and you take a look at some of these things, it's so important that we understand, because then we keep more of our hard-earned savings. And I think that's really critical. That's why we do what we do. So anyone that wants help, please, please reach out to us. Again, we'll help you in any way. Email us, call me, go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, schedule a time, or as I said, call our team directly, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. We're here to help. As always, everyone, have a blessed week, and let's get to work.
Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and, when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.